The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's Friday, and it's around 10 o'clock-ish, and that means it's time for Boat Smart.
It is.
Boat Smart in the house we have with us. We have Stefan Schmidt, who is here. This is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. He is our expert in the house. So if you do have questions or comments, you can always text him in throughout the show at 850-437-1620.
That's right.
Stefan. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
It's Friday.
It's been a rough week this week, but we made it through. So
Yeah.
Lots of stuff going on over there at Georgetown Technical College and getting ready for the end of the year stuff, you know. So
That's true. And now are the kids going to come up? Are the classes ending now or how is that all working?
No, we got another few weeks left. May 22nd is our last day for the regular. Then we have a week off. I'll say year off. We have a week off. I wish it was a
Freudian
year.
Slip.
I don't wish. No, we have a week off and then we start into our summer classes. So that's
okay.
Yeah, and we do 6 weeks of summer school. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That will be from 8 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock noon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say midnight. That's
okay. So 4 hours a day. I'll be there 5 hours a day, and we'll do summer school. So it's kind of fun to do that. I'm planning some field trips and things like that. So we
good.
Can, as we go through summer and talk, on, I'll still be on the radio, so we can talk about our field trips and stuff like that. I scheduled my first one with Cape Horn Boats over in Milton area.
Excellent.
And so we're going to tour that facility. And hopefully I'll get Blazer Boats in there. We'll do that facility. And then hopefully Arco Marine. And then I'm trying to con Jeff Crane into helping me out on a few little field trips, too. I like to get in at least 4 field trips.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll practice some boat backing skills.
Uh-oh.
And trailer backing skills and stuff like that. I haven't decided how to do that. We're going to have fun, though. Students will be able to catch up, you know, on things they missed out.
And if you don't know, he is a Marine Services instructor.
Yeah, at Georgetown Tech.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that. Yeah.
Yep. And you are listening to Boat Smart. Like you said, it is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Key Marine Center is our sponsor. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. You can go on there and see all the specials they have on sale there, all the engines, all the Suzuki, Mercury, Yamaha product, and that Cox engine that they have out there in their inventory as well. So you can check all that stuff out. And they also have a Facebook page as well. I think everybody has a Facebook page.
Nowadays, you must have to, right?
Yeah. You know, I talked to a gentleman the other day that didn't have a Facebook page, didn't have any kind of page, and all he had was a phone apparently hung on a wall.
He called
me for some advice on an old motor.
So I was like,
I can email you that, or I could do this. And he's like, I don't have email. You know, I don't do this. And I was thinking, man, what a blessing that would be.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because he was way laid back, right? I'm like stressing.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, he was laid back. And he just, you know, and he loved to talk. And I talked to him for a while. It was just somebody that a dealership that he was asking questions about an older motor.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, call Stefan and he'll help you out, you know. Aww. So I was helping him out and we're having a little conversation. I'm trying to help him out and get his motor fixed, you know.
That's nice.
No internet. That's crazy to me.
Well, I think there should be a rule, don't you think, that when you get on the boat, you leave the
you
phone
should.
On shore?
You should. I was listening to some of your shows. Y'all were talking about some stress level stuff the other day, and I was thinking, yeah, when you get on the boat, turn it off, you know, turn on
your phone.
Hide it
in somewhere so you've got it just in case. But
I use my phone to stream music and stuff, but I don't answer texts and all that stuff. Maybe every once in a while I'll pop a picture up on Facebook that makes somebody jealous, but other than that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, so. But people know, I know, it's bad, isn't it?
She's such a good person.
Yeah.
Guess
where I am?
Yeah.
I'm on a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. So we've been busy over there, you know, over at the Marine Service Technology class at Georgetown, just having a good time. I got some shout-outs, as I always do.
Who are we going to shout out to this week?
So Cameron Wright and Jake Boucher both went to work at Odyssey Marine. Okay.
Okay.
And Odyssey Marine, now I'm not that familiar with them. It's a large company that they do offshore rigs, offshore boats.
Oh, wow.
Big boats.
Okay.
So 100 and above, 200 foot, right?
Wow.
So both of these students are working now for that company. And how that came about was I had another gentleman in my class, Chris, who was a boat captain, and he actually went to work for this company, and they were interested in it.
Huh.
And he's like, oh, this is the path that you can take to do this. So now I have other opportunities for students, right?
That's exciting.
And it does qualify because they have to learn, you know, they learn the basics of boats, and large ships have bilge pumps and engines and all that stuff, you know. And so they went to work for them. It's a process that they have to go through.
Uh-huh. A training process
and background checks and all that stuff. And both
Where
of these
are they,
students
based?
Out of Louisiana.
Oh, gosh.
Yep,
okay.
Out of Louisiana. So they'll be gone for a month, and they come back for a week or two, and they're gone for a month, that kind of situation, you know.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, it's
you.
Exciting.
Aren't
you
proud
know?
Of them?
I am proud of them. And it's just, you know, it's good to put students to work like that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the spectrum of what we can do, you know, if the connections that we have with this company now,
mm-hmm.
hopefully, because now they're mentioning George Stone over there, you know, mentioning Marine Service class, you know, because they have, that's on their resume, of course.
Well, they must be looking for people, and how many places are actually training people with these skills. I would imagine there's not that many schools with Marine Services instruction, I would think.
Right, and it all works in together, you know,
mm-hmm.
so it's pretty exciting about that, and I'm really happy about that fact that they're doing that. You know, I'm not taking credit for that. Chris should take credit for that because he's the one that is working with my students, but he gave that out there.
You train them, so
you know,
you get a little credit there.
You know, as far as the employment is concerned and that kind of stuff, they did all that on their own. They did all their tests and background checks and all that stuff, and they mm-hmm. went out and got it.
Good for them.
And that's
good
to have that, you know. Had visitors yesterday from a college, a local college.
Oh, really?
Another college in our area away from here, quite a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention who they are or anything, but they came to visit me. I've had this happen several times in the past few years. Probably I've had 8 or 10 colleges come to me
mm-hmm.
here in Pensacola to see what we do. And I find that very interesting.
Yes, that's very interesting.
And I've had them come as far as to Texas, North Alabama.
No kidding.
Yeah, they come down here. They have marine programs, and they're either trying to start it up or trying to revamp
mm-hmm.
That kind of situation. And this particular college they came by a few years ago, and the instructor that they came by with years ago is retiring, so they have a new instructor now.
Mm-hmm.
And they came by to see what I'm doing because he's going to take over next year. And you know, so I give him a tour. We talk about my methods, you know, what I do, that kind of stuff, and give them, I don't mind helping, you know. And
well, your experience, how many years have you been doing this now?
16 years
mm-hmm.
or more, fixing to be 17 years.
Yeah, you can't buy that experience.
I'm retiring in 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
That's
can't buy
game.
That experience. I mean, you can go you can look at a textbook, but when you have someone like you who's actually working with these kids every day, working with the models and the machines and all that stuff, you can't buy that.
It helps me to talk to people about where I came from
mm-hmm.
and how I helped build this program, you know, to where it is today,
mm-hmm.
and understanding the struggles another instructor may have at another location.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
And I'm always up front with them. I told them, I said, you know, you're gonna have struggles, and I'm gonna understand them because
mm-hmm.
we deal with it. I deal with it, you know. And
could be the mentor hotline for them.
I could be. Yeah.
Be careful who you give your number out.
I might need
a
hotline, you know. I tell you, but it's good. You know, it's good to think about where you come from mm-hmm. and what where you were and moving up. And one of the things we did talk about was to remember as an instructor where you come from. Because the students, as they're learning, you have to bring yourself to their level, if you will, right,
mm-hmm.
of thinking sometimes,
right?
But I'm telling you nowadays, it's a little bit harder.
No.
Okay? It is. It's really difficult. You know, I wonder if people out there, my listeners, think about this, about what teachers go through from year to year. And as you teach and it spreads out from, let's say, 5 years ago versus 10 years ago and all these things, right, these factors. And I'm just talking about my personal thoughts on this kind of thing and how things change as far as people go, as far as students go. If you have a comment on that, 850-437-1620 is the number, 850-437-1620. I don't want to do all the talking. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Mm-hmm. I can help you with that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. But one of the things that I'm working on and I plan on working on next year and into the next few years is critical thinking skills.
Oh, that's so important.
And I'm starting to realize, and I'm not being mean or anything like that, but I'm starting to realize that students now they don't have that critical thinking.
Oh, I can see that.
A lot of people my age or maybe younger have.
We didn't have a choice. We couldn't just Google
exactly,
something.
Exactly.
Right. We had to do the math. We had to figure things out. And we didn't have something that was in our hand that we could go, oh, I don't know that. Oh, what's the answer to this? And now with AI, it makes it even lazier.
It's crazy. And I think that's a lot of it.
Yeah, because it makes you don't even have to think. Now I'll have this write it for me. I'll have them write this. It makes me nervous because you're right. People aren't thinking anymore.
I'm thinking
themselves.
About having a non-phone day in my class once a week.
Ooh. I think it'd be nice the whole country had a non-phone day.
It would be, I'm thinking about that. I'm really starting to think about what is really affecting students and I'm talking anywhere from even high schoolers, now
because
I have high schoolers and they're getting ready to graduate, all the way up into their late 20s. I have students of these ages, but it seems to be the ones that are in their mid-20s or so, early 20s to mid-20s that this...
Well, they were the ones that the phones first really became like a big part of their lives, like a daily part of their lives, where they were getting the phones when they were little, or computers, or video games, and all the things that we used to kind of check out and not think.
Right.
Right? So then you're not using that part of your brain anymore.
I think that might be it. And my students listen to this show. A lot of my students listen to my show and stuff, and I don't ever want them to think, I'm picking on them or I'm being mean about this, but it is something that they need to think about. So I actually mentioned this in the class. I said, you guys lack critical thinking skills, and that's what I tell them.
All right, you're going to appreciate this comment. Okay. We just got a comment from one of our listeners. This makes me laugh a little bit. This listener says, they call these things smartphones. They are wrong. They're called dumb phones, and that's what I call them. And they do nothing but make us dumber. And there's a truth to that, really.
It does worry me a lot.
Thank you for texting that in.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it does worry me that can be the case,
I just think that we get on the phones and we start playing games, and I'm guilty of it. I'll be doing these Wordles and stuff, and I think, well, I'm doing a word game. That's better for my brain.
For your brain, right? Yes.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. I have the same thoughts sometimes.
But I should be doing something else, like maybe reading a book.
I don't think we were designed to communicate as much as we do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need downtime. I think we need to just shut this radio show off right now and just be done for a while. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. It's Friday.
No, but think about it. As much you communicate, and when you're away from your phone, you're all of a sudden thinking, oh, I wonder if somebody called me or texted me or whatever.
Fear
right?
of missing out, right?
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I was talking about with another guest this week was that it used to be you would get home at 5:00, you'd leave the office at 5:00, shut the door, and get in your car, and you were done.
Yeah.
Till the next morning.
Yeah.
We're never done.
No.
We're on all the time.
If you try to contact me between 9:00 at night and 6:00 next morning, my phone is on not a mute, but it goes offline.
Right.
I don't get any texts. I don't get any emails. I don't get anything, because I want that time where I'm not getting any information, kind of stuff. You got another text over there?
I do. Apparently, we're ringing some bells with this conversation. Good to hear your voice, Stefan. Every day should be a non-phone day. These phones are killing our society.
I believe so.
And then somebody else says, have a conversation, voice to voice or person to person. We don't have conversations, they're saying, anymore. It's the art of conversation is lost.
Yeah.
That's so true. I despise texting. I'll just throw it out there. Not that I don't want people to text in the show. Don't misunderstand, but I'm talking about my personal life.
Yeah.
Don't text me a whole story. Let's have a conversation on the phone.
Yeah.
Texts get misinterpreted. You could say, that sounds great. And I could hear, that sounds great.
Right. There's different ways to interpret things.
Yeah.
And, my students, we have to contact customers and stuff. And a lot of times they choose to text the customer.
Right.
Instead of calling them. And I'll say, call the customer.
Yes.
Develop
that relationship.
You have to talk to them on the phone. It's hard to understand what's going on with your boat in a text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so many times, a lot of people won't pick up the phone if they don't they don't know the phone number. I won't a lot of times.
If
somebody calls
me,
sometimes it looks like not a good, spam or whatever they call that thing or whatever they call that. But if the customer doesn't answer, then you shoot them a text. Hey, mm-hmm. you know, this is such and such from George Stone. I'm a student working on your boat. Please call me back.
Follow up.
You know? Yeah. But I think a lot of people, students, have anxiety to talk to people, too.
Of course. Well, they haven't practiced. Know? Why would they? I
mean, so they need to practice that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're working on that. We're working on critical thinking skills. And I'm just, I think that's a big part of where we lack, mm-hmm. you know. A lot of times that I'm teaching and I'm going through my class and seeing what my students are doing, sometimes I'm thinking, why don't you know this yet? Or why are you not retaining that information?
The missing link.
And I'm harder on myself about that. I'm trying to think, okay, what can I do to fix this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can't, right? Sometimes you can't fix it. It's up to the student to be able to fix that themselves as well, right?
But you don't know what you don't know.
But, you know, you
so
need
that's
to.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, but the problem is you're not taking notes, maybe. Mm-hmm. You're not paying attention. You got earbuds in your head and you're listening to music. All these factors, right?
Sure.
And so, you know, next year, a lot of things may go down a little different. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back to Boat Smart.
Because
it is that time for people to be putting boats in the water, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, and last week on Sunday, I went 66 miles on my boat. It took me a while. We had people on the boat and did a big round tour around Pensacola over in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores and just had a good time on the water. A lot of people out, mm-hmm. you know. And so, you know, if you're out there on the water, you need to be safe. Of course, you need number one thing is make sure your boat's running properly. Make sure you got, you know, everything's right on it. Make sure you have all your safety gear and stuff, mm-hmm. you know. Very important, right? But it is getting into boating season. People are starting to think about boats now.
I saw them all at the different landings around town and people backing them up. Yep. And I just hold my breath when I watch someone back up a trailer.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at it.
I'm not surprised.
Sometimes, you know, I mess up too. You know?
No, you don't.
I do. I get to these boat ramps and all these people are sitting around to videoing because that seems to be the thing nowadays, mm-hmm. and they're waiting for you to mess up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'll just mess up for fun. How about that?
Oh,
you know, just,
no.
You know, something like that. But no, sometimes you mess up and you have to be patient with people, mm-hmm. you know. Like I talk about that a lot when you're at the boat ramp. Be patient.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yep. 850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you need, you know, maybe you just have a comment about the show or the school.
I've got a question for you because it made me think of it. When you're heading out on the water now and people haven't been out all year, they're getting back out on the water, and you were talking about safety. What are some must-haves that you should have on your boat? Life jackets, obviously, but are there other things you should bring in case something breaks down and now you're out in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, you know, cell phone's always good to have, mm-hmm. okay, in case you need to call somebody. VHF radio is good to have, you know, maybe mm-hmm. a handheld or something like that. You can get a hold of Coast Guard or what have you. Always make a float plan, okay? Always let somebody know what time you're leaving and when you're coming back.
That's smart.
You're not coming back on time, you need to contact those people so that way they know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're back an hour late or maybe you're not back in time, let's say, that person can call Coast Guard or somebody and say, hey, we were expecting them back, you know, and they're not back. That little bit of time frame that you're not back in time and you have a problem, they can send somebody out, you know, to help you, right?
That's another thing
you need to do. A float plan is very important. I always try to let somebody know when I'm leaving, when I'm coming back, what boat ramp I'm at, where I'm coming back to, and what area I'm going to,
mm-hmm.
right? Let them know I'm going over to Gulf Shores, or let them know I'm going to Pensacola Beach or Navarre or wherever, you know.
And then
don't change that
plan.
You don't change it. If you change it, you let them know that you've changed it,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing. So I think a float plan is always important, right? You can always go to the Coast Guard or the Florida Fish and Game websites. They have the gear that you should have on board your mm-hmm. boat as mm-hmm. well. Throwables is very important. Life jackets, of course, 100% important. Now, a lot of the time, people don't think about this, okay? Does the life jacket fit? That's very important, okay? Again, you know, smaller kids, they need smaller life jackets, right?
Right.
Now, if you think on the flip side of that, maybe you have a larger person on your boat, right? And they, you know, and the life jacket doesn't fit them. I don't have life jackets to fit everybody. So I always try to say, okay, if you're bringing a child on my boat, make sure you have a life jacket that fits that child. I'm not supplying life jackets because I don't know, right?
Right, sure.
If you're a larger person, bring a life jacket that fits you.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. So that's very important as well.
Mm-hmm.
that make sure the life jackets are in a good location where you can reach them.
Mm-hmm.
So we had new people on the boat on Sunday. First thing I did was I opened up the area where my life jackets are, and I said, "Here's where all my safety equipment is." I said, "In the event we have to make a water landing or something, everything's right here."
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's
water
smart.
Landing.
water landing went right over my head.
That's what they say on airplanes. But, you know, so I tell them where everything is, and I say, you know, and that kind of stuff. So I give them a rundown, so that's important, too. Fire extinguisher, of course, is very important to have, you know, and some other gears and stuff, lines, and I always carry several anchors.
Well, that's smart.
You know, in case you have to have them for different, you know, applications, you know, depending on where you're at and that kind of stuff, too. So
this may be a no-brainer, but I actually had an experience once of going out on a boat and realizing that we probably should have looked at the weather forecast before we left.
Always.
Right.
Yep.
That was a dumb move on
our
part.
I start forecasting way before, you know, several days before if I'm going out and planning a trip. I always like to look at the weather, you know. It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be stormy, you probably don't want to go, you know.
Well, they can come up so quick in the afternoons.
Yeah,
those afternoons thunderstorms.
In Florida, it always happens, you know. So you have to pay attention to that. Now, I am not the expert on lightning. Lightning, you know, I've been out on boats with lightning, and it scares me to death.
It is scary.
Especially you got a boat with a tower on it, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I always put antennas down and stuff if I'm out there and I'll get caught in a lightning storm or something. Try to find some cover somewhere, you know, where you can get maybe away from the water, kind of thing, under a bridge or something. Sometimes it's good, that kind of situation.
Well, that's a good idea, yeah.
You know, kind of tuck away under there or even go to shore and get out of the boat, because when you are on a boat, you are the highest thing around.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
No matter if you have a tower or antenna up or something, you know, so a lightning strike on the water is not uncommon, right? So pay attention to that. Stay away from the metal, you know, don't touch anything,
stuff like that.
Sure. So watch the weather, know what's going on with that as well, you know, that kind of stuff. So always try to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So these are all good points. And then licensing and things like that, now's the time to take care of those things too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So just check everything over, make sure all your gear is in there, make sure that all that stuff is. And if you have any questions or if you need safety equipment, Key Marine has that stuff out there too, you know. So they can have it. They have it in their showroom. I've been out there, and they have stuff that you can get from them. Flares, flare guns, that's important.
Oh, yeah, that is.
That kind of stuff, you know.
Those are all the things that you don't think of when you're thinking about beer and sandwiches.
It's a lot to think of. I've heard of boats that have issues, and maybe – and the people couldn't get to their life jacket stuff because they stow them away so far up in the boat, you know.
Yes.
You know, I don't want everybody to see my life jackets, you know,
right?
So they stow it away, right? And it's you know, that's kind of not the point of it.
Right.
You want to be able to get to it.
Have
you
easy
know?
Access.
Yeah,
exactly.
You want to have easy access to all that stuff and let everybody know. In case something happens, this is – I always like to ask people, do you know how to swim?
That, believe it or not, I had Dave Green went on. He's with Escambia County Public Safety this week, and they did over 40, between 40 and 50 rescues last weekend.
Yeah, there was a lot.
And I'm thinking they saved that many lives
of
people who went out in double red flags, mind you, and didn't pay attention to the signs,
right.
And they weren't prepared.
Yep.
So if you don't swim, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Not in the Gulf of Mexico.
No,
you know, that kind of thing.
Not.
But I asked people, I said, do you know how to swim? And I've had people on my boat that didn't know how to swim, you know, and I've had people on my boat wear life jackets that didn't know how to swim.
Thank you very much.
You know, because
absolutely.
You never know what can happen, right?
And things happen so fast.
Yeah,
that's the other thing.
Really fast.
Really fast.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay.
So as you go into the boating season, think about mechanically, is your boat sound? Is the boat safe? Does your bilge pumps work? If you have inboards or stern drives, does your blower work? That sucks all the gases out of your boat, the fumes and stuff, you know, make sure a lot of people neglect that part of it, you know. Make sure that you your trailer is safe. Make sure you got good tires and all that stuff is good. The lights work on that. Your lights on your boat, make sure they all work. Even though it's daytime, you still get light checks. They will check your lights, but you know, they may not give you a ticket for it during the day, but at night, you know, it's a safety thing too. So check all that.
Yeah, it's all so important.
Yeah.
So important.
Make sure you come back safely, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right.
Here we go.
It's already run out of time. We're down to our final couple of minutes here.
Yep. Y'all work on your critical thinking skills, okay?
And put those phones down
yep.
this weekend. We got an order for you.
Yeah, so we're just, do that, and we'll test on it next week or something. But that's what I'm working on. That's what I'll make happen. You know, I think it's important, you know, so all that stuff. Thank y'all for listening. I appreciate the text today.
Yes.
And we'll be back next Friday. So.
Okay. Thanks so much. Stefan Schmidt was here. He is a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Thanks to our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yep.
And we will be back in just a few minutes with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You know what it is. It's Frisky Friday.
I love Frisky Friday.
Coming up next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you.